think the expansion of Atlanta's metro area has affected Roswell in the time that you've lived there?
There's definitely a lot more people moving in to Roswell, and because there's more people moving in, there's a lot more things being built and a lot more trees being torn down. So that's something I can see. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for.
Yeah, I guess just, have you seen changes? I mean, you've lived in Roswell your whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen changes from maybe when you were very little to now? Very big changes or anything?
Yeah, everything's becoming commercialized. Things are being torn down. There's a Starbucks on every corner. That wasn't really the case when I was little. So.
And did you say your mother grew up partly in Roswell?
Actually, she grew up in Dunwoody.
Okay.
Yeah, I messed up.
That's okay. So. I just wanted to know if she ever said anything about, I mean, Dunwoody is not that far away. I mean, did she make any comments or say anything about how things have changed even in her lifetime?
Yeah, definitely. Things are becoming more developed. A lot less greenery around. A lot more people. Just, you know, basically just things are being cut down and put up.
And at the end of the day, would you say that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, that's like playing devil's advocate, because personally, I think it's a bad thing, because I'm, you know, I like the environment and take care of that, but then again, when the Target was built across the street from my house, I, like, love it, and I go there, like, every day, and I mean, it's good for business, I guess. And, I mean, people need to shop, I guess, stimulate the economy and stuff like that. But I think it takes away a lot. I don't need, like, 5 Starbucks, you know. I just need the one inside Super Target. It'll be just fine.
What kind of car do you drive?
A BMW.
What about the other people in your family? What kind of cars do they drive?
My mom drives a BMW. My dad drives a Mercedes. And my brother drives a Lexus.
I guess similar to the house question, how would you compare your family's cars to everybody else's cars, I guess? Like, what types of cars are driven from Roswell, that sort of thing?
Actually, very normal. From just in my general area, everyone drives a luxury car. And if it's not a luxury car, it's a really nice car. Anyways, like a Volvo or a Toyota, you know, and it's a newer one. A lot of kids from my high school got newer cars when they turned 16. So if they didn't, you know, drive a you know, luxury type of car, they drove some other nicer, newer car anyways, so.
And what would you say the breakdown of, I mean, shape of car, not necessarily make, but, you know, SUV versus sedan versus convertible, that sort of thing?
Right. Well, my whole family, we drive sedans, but a lot of people drive SUVs, and a lot of people drive the big, big SUVs, like the Cadillacs or the, definitely a lot of Yukons and a lot of Denalis and stuff like that, Explorers, and just almost everyone, I feel like, in Roswell drives an SUV, except me and my family and a few other people, but.
So if somebody asked you, what does a typical day at the Roswell High School parking lot look like?
I mean, you're going to be kind of shocked, I guess.